reading from the first book of Samuel. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called, "Samuel, Samuel." And he said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So he went and lay down. The Lord called again, "Samuel, Samuel." Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not know yet that the Lord did not know yet the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel again a third time, and he got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there, calling as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." As Samuel grew up, the Lord was with him and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was a trustworthy prophet of the Lord. The word of the Lord. There's an interesting discovery that happens in 1938. A captain, Henrik Goosen, he was fishing off the east coast of South Africa, and he kind of made an accidental catch, a bycatch, as he was trawling, and wound up with a living fossil, a Selacanth fish, in his net, which was supposedly a fish that was extinct for about 66 million years. That event came to my mind as I was hearing this first reading for today, the reading from the first book of Samuel. The revelation of the Lord was uncommon in those days, it said, at the time of the high priest Eli. And in different periods of Israelite history, you get this reporting that the Lord was silent or absent for years. Long periods it seemed that God did not speak to the Israelites. And so in some ways it's kind of a surprise then when in this reading we have God calling Samuel, and like in kind of a supposedly extinct Selacanth fish, God burst back onto the scene and reveals to this young boy in the temple who is a servant to Eli, and thinks that Eli is calling him. And so he gets up and goes to the high priest Eli, when in fact God is calling him to be a prophet for all the people. It's a tremendously interesting kind of experience or story. You know, we just ended Christmas Epiphany season when we celebrated the very dramatic appearance of God among us. The birth of Jesus the Christ, the living God, appears again. And for once and for all, you might say, God with us, born as one of us, here is the living God, Jesus the Christ. And although, you know, some might think that God has disappeared in their lives or disappeared in history, kind of like a fossil fish, Christ remains alive. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, we say. And with dramatic appearances at times in our own lives and in our own world, all the time we are aware that God is still a living God. And perhaps when we least expect it and we don't understand the call like Samuel, there's the Lord calling us into our own vocations, whether we're prophetic or whatever our Christian vocation might be. So it's a very interesting reading for us today, I think. It calls us to stay alert. And when God does call you, answer, as Eli says. Tell him, speak, Lord. Your servant is listening, and I am ready to do your will.